The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private. Trust Ireland's leading private hospitals with locations nationwide, including Dublin, Cork and Limerick.
This is News Talk.
Communities in North Cork are still reeling this morning after the news of the tragic deaths of a father and his two adult sons in an apparent murder-suicide yesterday. Postmortem examinations of the bodies of Tygo Sullivan and his sons Mark and Dermot are set to get underway this morning. Senior reporter with Cork's Red FM, Fiona O'Donovan, is on the line. Fiona, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, can you piece together what is thought to have happened on the farm yesterday?
Yes, so the tragedy unfolded shortly after 6:30 yesterday morning. Gardaí were alerted to the scene and were informed that there were gunshots that they had been heard. We understand that the mother, Anne, who is 60, made that distress call for Gardaí to attend. Gardaí responded, and when they attended, there were further shots heard. So at that point, what was critical for Gardaí was to establish a critical incident response. And the scale of this operation, Pat, was absolutely huge. Garda Emergency Response Unit, Armed Support Unit, National Negotiator Unit, Technical Support Unit, the Southern Region Dog Unit, as well as the Air Support Unit, were all deployed to the scene ASAP as quickly as they could get there. And at that stage, they were trying to establish for a lot of the morning with a negotiator whether or not it was a hostage situation. They weren't sure at that point. So a lot of the morning was actually spent, I suppose, creating a cordon around the house itself. And when they weren't getting any response, when no response, I suppose, was forthcoming, they entered the house. At that point, a male in his 20s was found in the house with gunshot wounds. And the next port of call then was to search for the father and the other son. And the air support unit came into play there. And they were found in an adjoining piece of land, unfortunately, both with gunshot wounds. Absolute devastation. There really is no other word for it. And a media press briefing was called then at 5:00. There had been a media blackout on this all day. And you know yourself with media blackouts, you don't really know the full story with it. So by the time the events actually started to trickle out and unravel, it was quite late in the day. So when I was in Kanturk last night, a lot of people had more questions, you know, than responses. And then, you know, they didn't know how to feel. It was just absolutely so shocking. And a very close-knit community, everybody knows everybody. But the guards had a huge scale operation. They were appealing for witnesses, but have said they're not looking for anyone else in relation to this. And they have deemed it.
You did speak to some locals last night in the Kanturk area, and let's have a listen to what they said.
I wouldn't have known the people personally or anything, but yeah, the community will be quiet. It is, it's quiet, it's nice, it's family kind of, you know, there's never any dramas around here. It's always nice and quiet.
So were you shocked to hear what happened?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah, shocking. Just absolutely shocking.
It's a very quiet area. I'm here 20 years, I'm from Poland. And I never see any incidents here. Everything is always quiet. That's why I like to live here. You know, I have opportunity to live different places, but I'm here 20 years and I love it. Very surprised. Very surprised. Very friendly. Very friendly. People will help you. You know, if you ask for something, they will go out of the way to help you. It's very quiet.
Do you think people will help each other now?
Definitely they will. Definitely. I was very shocked that happened here. In a small place like this, you know, it's very shocked. Yeah.
Well, sure, what can you do about it? It happened, you know. It's a tragedy, but yeah, it's quiet. It's Kanturk. It's something like it happened in Dublin, not here, you know. Good town, good community.
Yeah, it's sad. Like, when I seen this morning, I was like, what? I was like, is that actually happening? Like, but I suppose these things just happen, and like, the boys are kind of just filling me in, and I was like, what? I just, shocking, right? Yeah, like, you know, especially when it's so quiet around the town, especially now during this, like, you know, it's just, I was baffled when it happened, like, tight-knit community, like, so people would be kind of helping each other out all the time. So hopefully they might try bond something together and maybe try help out the family or something. You'd feel sorry, like, but these things just happen, I suppose. It was this.
It's quite enough, right? Like, I didn't think that was going to happen, like, it was very unexpected. But I've never seen anything like it. Yeah, like, you'd feel sorry. Yeah, everyone's sad, right?
Yeah, it is. This place is really, really quiet. Like, well, I am really, really very surprised because since I moved in here, I've never heard such kind of thing. It's really quiet, really quiet. Like, it's actually a wonderful community. I, like I said, I'm really so surprised to hear that. Yeah, I've never heard such kind of stuff here since I came to live here in Qatar. I've never heard it before.
Well, I haven't met anybody, you know, I haven't been out today. But,
yeah, and I haven't either, really. Yeah, so
I'm sure.
But I'm sure
come
it
tomorrow.
Is. Yeah. Yeah, it is shocking, and it is. This is a quiet community, yes.
Shock.
Shock and sadness, of course, yeah. For the family and for, you know, the neighbours and their friends, and nothing like that happens here.
Obviously, people had no idea that relationships in the O'Sullivan household had deteriorated to the extent they obviously had. Have you any idea, Fiona, of the nature of the dispute that led to this tragedy?
Gardaí are investigating whether or not it is in relation to a dispute over inheritance of farmland. But again, I think people are struggling to understand how that got so out of control. I mean, you see them there in the pictures, Pat, and you think, geez, that could be my dad, that could be my brothers. Everyone can relate to this. Nobody understands it. People have more questions than feelings at the moment. But I can only describe Kanturk last night as lonely. It was so lonely. I was not alone there, but I think it's obviously a town suffering from level 5 restrictions like every other town across the country. So there's that silence there as it is. But it has been further silenced. That is the only thing I can say. I felt so alone there last night, and I think everybody else feels lonely. But fortunately, they are a really close-knit community, and I've been told by local councillors that, you know, everyone will come together and will try and rally around to come through this, and will find strength from that. But it is just, it's unimaginable loss. It really is just, it's untold what that family are going through today. I mean, at the end of the day, there is a woman waking up this morning and she has no husband and her sons are gone. And that is the reality of that situation. And it's the reality for the town, and it will be their reality for many weeks to come and many months to come, and unfortunately, many years to come.
All right. Look, Fiona, thank you very much for joining us. That's Cork Red FM senior reporter Fiona O'Donovan, and our hearts go out to Anne O'Sullivan, who not only is coping with this, but is recovering from fairly serious surgery as well. So hearts go out to Anne on her triple tragedy.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private. Trusted experts in orthopaedic spine, eye, cancer and cardiology.
This is News Talk.